back to another episode of the China Startup Pulse, your looking glass into the Chinese and Asian startup ecosystems. For anybody that wants to launch a business, is planning to invest in startups, or simply wants to learn more about innovation and new trends in this area of the world. I'm Oscar Ramos, and I'm going to be your host for today. Our guest is going to be Cheng Wei, Senior Director and Chief Scientist of Sogo Voice Interaction Technology Center. Cheng Wei is an expert in voice recognition, but his team works across all different areas in language processing. He's going to talk about technology. He's going to talk about how deep learning has been changing and impacting their area of research, but also he's going to talk about the human dimension of the work they do, how considering their users is very important to create great value. Additionally, Sogo, a company that manages and owns the number one input system in Chinese, Sogo Pinyin, he's also going to talk about how are they also working now increasingly with more traditional companies, especially automotive companies, that are more and more interested in how voice interfaces are becoming really relevant. Without any further ado, let's welcome Cheng Wei. Welcome back to another episode of the China Startup Pulse. Today, our guest is going to be Cheng Wei, Technical Director of the Voice Interaction Technology Center in Sogo. Today, the podcast is going to be a little bit more technical than the typical podcast that we have, but we believe this is a great opportunity for people to learn more about what's happening in China in the space of language processing, information control, etc. Chen came to Beijing in 2002. He graduated from Beijing University of Post and Telecommunications and joined a few years ago, Sogo, to start working on speech recognition. Today, the Voice Interaction Technology Center is not just doing speech recognition. It's actually working in languages from different parts, from computer vision to information and knowledge graphs, etc. So, Cheng Wei, what made you interested in the concept of language processing and information?
When in the university, I majored in speech recognition, and in 2006, and began to do the signal information and processing, and mainly on the speech recognition and how to convert the speech into text. And 5 years, and graduate from my university, and got my PhD degree. And then in 2012, I came to Sogo and to build the speech recognition team. My main interest is that speech recognition, because speech recognition, although has a very big improvement now, and the deep learning technology has improved this, the accuracy very, very, very much. But from my opinion, there also exists so many problems, such as the noise, accent, and it is very funny and very interesting. And because there's so many variability for users to use speech recognition, and I'm trying to improve the speech recognition accuracy again and much more. And I believe that the speech recognition technology can come to the real world and to come to the real application in the near future.
Actually, we don't really need to go really far into the future to see real applications. You have actually one of your devices that can help with translation and is now working pretty good. Do you think we could have a demo right now for your product and explore how good is the translation from Chinese to English? I think we should do your Chinese because my Chinese is not very good.
Maybe I can speak Chinese. And in this year, we just launched a new translation hardware, and we can support 42 languages, and which can realize the real-time translation. And this translator can be used without connecting to the internet. And I can show it to all of you. 大家好, 非常高兴认识大家.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you all.
Yeah, maybe you can use English.
The weather in Beijing is very good today.
北京的天气很好.
Well, you said that the device can do translation in 42 languages. So let's try Spanish, because Spanish is my native language. So let's see how it works, okay?
Okay. I speak Chinese and you speak Spanish, okay.
So I'll try first. I'll say, un placer tenerte hoy como invitado en nuestro programa. Okay, can you please explain what's the actual meaning? You don't speak Spanish, so what is the meaning in Chinese of the translation?
你刚才说到, 非常感谢我能够作为你们这次节目的嘉宾.
Usted acaba de decir gracias mucho, puedo ser tu invitado en este programa.
That's very accurate. Great. So, Cheng Wei, your team is called Voice Interaction Technology Center. What is actually the main topic that you are spending most of the time working on research?
Yeah, because our team was founded in 2012, and our main focus is speech recognition. And then we have the speech synthesis and the speaker recognition and oral English evaluation and microphone array, other speech technology. And besides the speech technology, we also have the machine translation and computer vision technology. And if we want to build the whole system and to make the multi-model human-computer interaction very, very well. And because we think voice interaction is the main path for human and computer interact very well, but we also think we should combine different sources together, including speech, text, and image together, and then to make the persons to make the multimodal perception very well, and then to understand languages, and then to make the multimodal expression very well. So all we want to do is to make the human-computer interaction based on the multimodal solutions.
So, Qianwei, this technology for a lot of people looks like magic, because basically we just talk into a device and automatically, like we're talking one language, something is being translated, I mean, without any effort. But inside, there's actually different problems that you're solving. You're talking here about the voice recognition. Can you explain for people that does not have a technical background, what are the different parts and the different challenges that you need to be able to solve to be able to create these type of products?
I will just introduce our technology in this translator. The technology in this translator consists of three parts. And the first one is speech recognition and how to convert our voice into text. And then we use machine translation and can convert the text between different languages. And the last one is a speech synthesis and how to ask the machine to broadcast or to speak languages or to speak sentences or just to broadcast. Okay. And for speech recognition, because I will introduce this speech recognition in two parts. And first part is that we have to overcome different problems, just as I said before. And there exist so many problems such as accent and some noise. And we have to develop different algorithms to, first of all, to using big data and hardware such as the microphone array to make our speech recognition more accurate. And the second part is we have to support 42 languages. So have to develop how to implement the speech recognition based on different languages very fast, such as using the low resource speech recognition technology.
Good. So I'd like to talk a bit about the speech recognition part, because any foreigner that is learning Chinese, they always struggle with the tones. So obviously when you are doing speech recognition for every language, it's different. You really need to understand what is the difference, what makes special every language. You're working right now with 42 languages. How are you handling that huge amount of differences between one language and another one?
Actually, in this translator, we have the 42 languages. And for different languages has different characteristics and different details for us to solve the problems. But for the Chinese, because I'm the Chinese and I know the main problem for Chinese speech recognition and I can find the details. I also know the characteristics of the Chinese very well and I know how to solve the different detailed problem. But for another language, for example, for the Spanish or Italian or other languages, I only have the data and I only have the common algorithm. I can realize the basic performance. And if you want to improve the performance much better, and I have to study this language and I should know the details, how to solve this speech recognition problems of these languages. I think this is the main problem for me, just like the foreign friends come to China to study Chinese, which they face the same problems from.
Chen, the second module that you were talking about is assuming that you have perfect speech recognition and you're able to actually write down or you can input into the system the exact words that the person said, then you have to translate the meaning. And probably one of the most challenging things is when you have to do that real time, because the order of the sentence in one language or another one is different. But you have actually implemented a very good simultaneous translator. So how do you work on that?
For the simultaneous interpretation technology, Sogo is the first one to launch this product in the industry. And in the December of 2016, we have launched this product. And when speaker speaks something, for example, he speaks Chinese, and on the screen, we will show the recognition results of Chinese. And then also, the screen also shows the simultaneous translation of the recognized results. And in 2017, also to improve our simultaneous interpretation products, we also include the speech recognition, machine translation, and speech synthesis together. And when the audience using their earphone, he can hear the synthesized voice from the machine of the translated text. We are trying our best to improve the performance of the simultaneous interpretation. And in this technology, and I think there's two problems. The first one is how to improve the speed. When somebody speaks something and they also want to see the translated text as soon as possible. But for the machine translation, we expect to have the text as long as possible. Because if the text is so long and we can know the context very well and very clearly, and then we can translate into Chinese or into other languages very, very accurate, but restricted to the speed, we have to cut the long sentence into different parts and then send every part to the translation service. And so we have to find the balance between the speed and the accuracy. And if we want to do that, so how to decide which part should be separated and put it to the translation service? I think it's very necessary for us. And also another part is that if we want to make the simultaneous interpretation very well, there are exist so many oral languages phenomena such as especially in Chinese with a very repetition word. In English we see that so many meaningless words. If we put all the recognized text to the translation service, and this translation result very, very bad and get worse. So we have to just to improve the performance, to improve the part between speech recognition and the machine translation. After we get the recognized results, how to improve the recognized result very well. And we have to remove some meaningless words and trying to find the accurate context and put it to the translation service and to get the accurate result. And in the past 2 years, we put our more attention to how to improve the performance of speech recognition and the machine translation and the speech synthesis. And besides that, we also do so many work to know how to get to join the training. Besides that, we also do so many work and how to make the joint training very well. The joint training means that we should to improve the joint work between speech recognition, machine translation, speech synthesis together and mix this whole system very well to do the joint training and make the joint training perform very well. So I think this is the boundary. I think this is the advantage of SOGO for this task. And we have built so many experience on how to mix the joint work very well. I think this is the advantage of SOGO.
SOGO, one of the first products that they ever used from SOGO is the input system. Even 11 years ago when I came to China, I was starting to learn Chinese. It was already like the most popular input system because when you wanna write text in a computer, what you do is you type the pinyin, which is the pronunciation, how things are pronounced, and then you have to pick the characters. The problem is that there's a lot of characters that have the same pronunciation, and you need a smart system like the one that SOGO had that allow you to smartly select the character and pick the one that you need to do so you can type faster. No? That was one of the advantages. In my case, for example, the advantage was that I didn't know what was the character, so the system was able to help me communicate more in Mandarin than what I was able to do. But obviously, the advantage here is that SOGO had a lot of information because you had all the information that people was using in terms of trying to write information, write sentences. Was this something that was very important in terms of get access to this data to train all your algorithms?
Nowadays, in SOGO input method is the biggest input method software in China, and it takes more than 90% in PC input method and in 70% in mobile devices. I think, first of all, we have so many experiences how to make the input very effective, and we're trying to using different language models and have a large amount of user data. Internet company, we put more attention or we focus on how to iterate our product very well, to do the iteration very well. So we have so many large amount of input method users and their feedback, their real data, and help us to improve our software very well. And besides the pinyin input method, and we also to implement the AI technology into the input method. For example, in 2012, we have launched our speech recognition on the input method. Now we have the 400 million speech recognition requests every day. And this is the largest speech recognition input method in China. And also, we have the handwriting recognition on input method. And we also have the machine translation technology on input method. And what we have done in the input method is to realize our mission to make it easy to communicate and get information.
So Qian, Gene Operating System is one of the new projects that you're working on right now. Before you explain us about a Gene Operating System, can you actually explain to the audience what does Gene mean?
We call Gene in Chinese Zhiyin, and which means that understand the voice very well. Because our team focuses on how to make the human and machine interaction very well, especially on voice. And we want our Gene system to be the best system to understand the voice.
Why does a need to create a new full operating system to run this type of applications that involve? Why can't you use any of the existing operating systems?
We all believe that in future, and the voice-based interaction system will be the next human-computer interaction mode. And now exists a very, very perfect solution for human-computer interaction. So for Sogou, and our AI strategy comprises two parts, natural interaction and knowledge computation. And for natural interaction is our main focus. So our team is trying to realize the natural interaction strategy and to build the Gene OS to make this human-computer interaction very smooth and very perfect. And so this is what we want to do. And also we're trying to implement our Gene OS to different applications and different scenarios.
So Sogou has been always a consumer-facing company that was mainly working on B2C products. But right now, with the development of this capability, and as you were explaining, how the future of interfaces are going to be voice-driven instead of being something based on clicks or based on writing, how is this changing the company? I mean, what type of new projects or new partners are you now working with?
For our team, we mainly focus on two parts. One part is to implement or to realize our AI technology on different Sogou products. For example, Sogou Input Method and Sogou Search App and the Sogou Map and other applications. Another part, we have our Zhiyin platform and we provide different partners. And for GeneOS, we mainly focus on three scenarios. First one is wearable devices such as the watch and the mobile phones. The second one is IoT devices such as the speakers and the television, other devices. Third one is for the vehicles, and we're trying to implement a GeneOS on the in-car equipment and to make the human and the car to interact very well. So we have three scenarios. Also, for different scenarios, we have our big partners. For example, on the wearable devices, we have the cooperation with Tencent Watch. And for the IoT devices, we have the cooperations with Haier and Skyworth. And also have the cooperation with Xiaomi. And for the vehicles, we have our cooperation with NIO, which is electric cars in China, and NavInfra, which is the biggest map solution provider in China.
So, Chen, you started, like, Sogou was in the software, internet type of consumer product, that you also have now this collaboration with big companies where you have a pure B2B approach. But right now, the translator that we actually demoed at the beginning of the podcast, this is a hardware device. This is an independent device. So instead of having a mobile application that simply you install in your phone, you decided to do a specific hardware device. What do you decide to actually do an independent device?
I will answer this question in two parts. And the first part is that there really exists some translation application on the mobile devices, but they all should need to connect to the internet and to get the translation service on the cloud. But when we go abroad, and we also face some problems such as there's not exist any internet, and maybe the mobile phone has no signal. So we just trying to implement the offline translation services on these embedded devices and into our translator. And using this translator, when you go abroad, and you don't need to connect to the internet and just using the devices directly, and it can automatically translate your sentences into different languages. I think this is very meaningful for the persons who want to visit foreign countries. And this is the first one. We have very strong offline speech translation technology in our translator. And second part is, in our customers, some of them, or most of them, are not so young persons. They don't know how to use translation application very well. And because the function in the application, in the translation application is very complicated. But in our translator, there are only two buttons. And using one button, you can speak Chinese. And using another button, you can speak other languages. And so I think it's very convenient for the persons who use the translation tools. And aside of these two buttons, we also have different product functions. For example, our translator can help you to study English very well. You don't need to connect to the internet and just to speak English, and they can point out which part is correct pronounced and which one is not well pronounced. I think it helps the persons to use it. And the translator also has other product characteristics, such as it can help you know the currency when you came to the different languages and help you to know some landscape and for sightseeing. I think this translator, and not just a translator, it can also have some different using scenarios. Okay.
So based on this explanation that you gave on the three parts of the translation system, right now you're talking a lot about voice recognition. The way you can feed information to the knowledge computing system that will actually perform the translation, it doesn't necessarily need to be voice. What other interfaces or what other sources of information are you working right now?
Yeah, besides the speech translation, we also have the for the OCR translation and using the optical character recognition. And when we go abroad, and our translator also have a camera, and when you see the menu and what want to order your lunch or dinner, when you go on the street in the foreign countries, you see some different words you don't know, and you can take a picture, and using our OCR technology, and can convert the picture into text and translate directly. And this is also can be implemented offline and do not need to connect to the internet.
Chen, can you share something about the future? I mean, what are you working on right now? What are the new magical devices or magical projects that you're going to be working on?
Okay. I would like to introduce our future technology. And just as I say, we have the GNOS, which is based on the multimodal mode. And we want to make the human-computer interaction based on the multimodal mode. And this operating system includes three parts, and first one is multimodal perception. For the perception way, I just talked about voice recognition or speech recognition. We also have another back technology called lip reading system, and can read your lip movement and to know what you want to say. We don't need a microphone. We just use the camera to look at your lip, and when your lip moves, and we know what you want to talk about. And now we're trying to combine the lip reading system and the speech recognition together to make the speech recognition accuracy very well, because when we meet some noisy condition, the speech recognition accuracy will become very bad, and we are trying to add some computer vision information into the speech recognition and to make all the recognition accuracy very stable. And for the multimodal expression, and we have the speech synthesis. But for speech synthesis, we believe that style will be the best, because everybody wants to have his own TTS using his voice. Now we just have a new product, and the users can only upload 5 to 10 minutes of his own voice, and we can make the machine to broadcast using his voice, and just 5 to 10 minutes. And then in July this year, we just launched a new product called Sogo Virtual Anchor. That is a new way for us to express information. When somebody input a text, we have his voice, and we also have his video. And we can see the voice and his lip movement and his facial expression can go simultaneously. So using this way, we can make the information expression to the rich information.
So Chen, most of our audience is based outside of China. What type of partnerships or what type of collaboration do you think could be interesting for you with international partners?
In our team, we are trying to make some human-computer interaction very naturally, because this is our strategy. And we also believe that technology and our AI technology can change the world. So we really want our partners or our friends to involve in our project and to find new topics, new scenarios, and new research work, and to improve our self-developed technology.
What you're doing with all of this work in the language information processing is definitely very, very advanced. Are you currently working with universities and the research centers in advancing your technology?
Yes, we have some collaboration with the university in China or in foreign countries. But in some scenarios or in some research topics, I think that industries always run faster than that universities. So if we find a new topic and we find that it's very meaningful for us, and we will put more persons in that topic, because there's no very effective collaboration between industry and the universities.
So if somebody wants to contact you, how can they reach you?
I think they can send an email to me. My email is chen weiwei bj8871@sogou.inc.com. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, Chen, for probably one of the most technical podcasts that we ever had. It's a real pleasure to be here today.
For the listeners of today's episode, we have a special giveaway. 3 free tickets for NewCo Shanghai 2018. Organized by China Accelerator, October 25th. NewCo is a full-day event where participants, instead of spending the whole day in a venue, get on a bus and visit the offices of startups like SenseTime, most funded AI startup in the world, Ctrip, leading company in the online travel space in China, Bing++ that is changing the way payments are processing, ecosystem players like Xinjiang, the first makerspace in China, or Tang Innovation, a company that is working with a huge amount of companies in China, bringing innovation in China for China, and 20 more companies that you can visit selecting different tracks. To claim your tickets, simply search for NewCo Shanghai 2018 in any search engine and use the discount coupon NewCo CSP. N for November, E for Echo, W for Whiskey, C for Charlie, O for Oscar, C for Charlie, S for Sierra, and P for Papa. See you in NewCo Shanghai 2018.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a quick moment to thank our sponsor, China Accelerator. They are an accelerator based in Shanghai, bringing international ideas into China and Chinese ideas international. They're number one in what they do. They're a 3-month program and they help build your idea and make it amazingly successful. You can find out more at www.chinaaccelerator.com. People Squared is the original co-working space in China. It's your home for startups, no matter what you're working on. Small team or large, it has all the resources, the environment, the culture, everything that you need to take your idea and make it successful. Founded by Bob Zheng, an entrepreneur himself who really understands what startups need, it's a great place to bring your team and find success. You can find out more at people-squared.com.